Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. In breaking news this morning, Victoria's TAFE teachers have voted in favour of taking industrial action following failed pay and conditions negotiations. Meredith Peace, the Australian Education Union's Victoria branch president, says they haven't received an appropriate deal and says industrial action will commence over the coming weeks.
It will involve particularly a series of bans on work, focusing those bans on the employers and on the government to send a very clear message that they expect them to do better and they expect them to put a fair and reasonable offer on the table.
A big win for Falls Creek businesses and the resort, with Bogong High Plains Road expected to fully reopen by the end of May. Just one lane's been open since last year as landslip cleanup continues after the big wet of October 2022. Around 600,000 tonnes of material has been removed from the slope since cleanup efforts began. Briefly, police are investigating a shed fire at Tabletop north of Albury yesterday, and numbers of overseas tourists to New South Wales are almost back to pre-COVID levels. More than 352,000 short-term arrivals visited in February, including some to the border, with most coming from China, the US and New Zealand. The Tourism Ministry Council's Paula Martin says it's clear the state remains a destination of choice.
What's really exciting is that holiday travel out of these short-term visitor arrivals has now well and truly superseded the friends and family visits.
Checking sport now, and it's Friday night basketball to kick things off for the Albury Wodonga Bandits this week, both squads going up against Centre of Excellence. The women's team has three wins up their sleeve, while the men have taken a couple on the trot. Women's coach Sam McDonald says it's great to have Lauren Jackson back on side too.
We're always happy to have Lauren on board. She's a phenomenal ambassador for the sport, for Albury and Wodonga and our local basketball.
And looking to the weekend's hockey action, the Magpies and Wombats go head-to-head, while Wodonga are up against United.